state is Washington. The city is Seattle. The program is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. Who are you?
I am Steve Scherr. It's good you started like that because we are starting at the fundamentals. We are starting at the basics of our culture and our democracy, free and fair elections. Washington State has long been an innovator when it comes to election law and policy. We were the first of two states to allow voters to register online and vote by mail-in ballot. But 2012 elections, the most recent data available, we fell from second place to 12th place nationally when it comes to our election performance. Election performance means things like ease of voting for people with disabilities, voter registration rates, and the need for post-election audits. Washington State's drop in election performance is according to the Elections Performance Index, created by the Pew Charitable Trusts. Zachary Markovitz is the project manager of the Elections Performance Index at Pew. Zachary, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Steve.
So you updated this index to include 2012 from some data you had previously compiled, 2008, 2010. We fell from second to 12th place, but was that is that because of something we did?
Well, actually, I want to correct one thing. Actually, it's from 8th to 12th, but Washington actually moved up in the index between 2008 and 2012. They are one of, although the overall ranking may have gone down, their overall score did go up, one of 40 states and D.C. to improve between 2008 and 2012. And that's one of the things that we found out and we're really excited about here is elections across the country are doing better, even in Washington. In fact, Washington State is one of only seven states that were in the top 25% of states in all 3 years that we measure in the index, one of the best states in the country. And I think that's in part due to the innovation that you mentioned at the top.
So we didn't get worse so much as other states got better.
We see everybody in the country doing a lot better, improving by about 4 points in how we assess elections. And Washington's really been leading the way, as you mentioned, one of the first states to do online voter registration, one of the first states to take a major step into upgrading their voter registration processes by participating with other states in a data matching program called the Electronic Registration Information Center. As you know, vote by mail, a big innovation in the state, and definitely a state to follow.
So Washington State, this vote by mail is mail-in ballot. It helps our performance. It's easier for disabled and ill voters to vote. It eliminates polling confusion. Does it do anything to hinder turnout?
Well, we look at vote by mail and more sort of open mail balloting policies as a way. There's a trade-off there. You know, as you say, it does. There's a high correlation between states that have vote by mail and lower non-voting due to disability or illness. People seem to love it. At least most of the polling shows that. On the other hand, you oftentimes see, because everybody gets a mail ballot, higher rates of mail ballots unreturned, higher rates of mail ballots being rejected, and sometimes when there's a voter registration problem, somebody may not get their ballot in the mail, so you see higher rates of non-voting due to registration problems.
But overall, around the country, mail-in balloting improves turnout.
I wouldn't necessarily say that. I think that there's various policies that can improve performance across a state. We mentioned a couple different ways, a couple different recommendations about ways that you can improve elections across the country, one of which is online voter registration, which I mentioned before. Washington is leading the way, and leading the way in the other one, which is just upgrading your voter registration system overall. If there's one thing that we could recommend, it's states that take innovative practices in making sure that their voter rolls are as up-to-date as possible and are really making practice steps to do outreach to eligible but unregistered voters, it has tons of downstream effects on other areas of the process. And that's something that Washington's really been leading the way on.
Zachary Markovitz is project manager of the Elections Performance Index at the Pew Charitable Trust. We have seen in the last few years efforts, some people say, efforts to suppress voting through various activities, voter ID laws, some ways of gerrymandering. What are you guys looking at in that? Has that been a problem here? It doesn't seem to be, but what about other states?
You know, right now it's a little too early. The research is a little too early to tell or to use the index for that purpose. But one of the things that we were it was really nice to see was that we using a project like this, the Elections Performance Index, it allows policymakers to pinpoint what's working, what's not, to try to identify areas where improvement is possible. That's one thing we're excited about the index. And as better data comes out there, we're looking to expand it to make it even more powerful.
All right, Zachary Markovitz is project manager of the Elections Performance Index at Pew Charitable Trusts. Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
Their report says that Washington fell from 8th to 12th in election performance compared to states around the nation. This is The Record.